From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. investigators in Iraq said they found interesting new evidence on Iraq's pre-war weapons programs. But so far, they still haven't found any banned weapons. Charles Dulfer, the chief U.S. inspector, delivered a status report today on efforts to uncover chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons programs. He testified privately before two Senate committees and then came out to brief a waiting crowd of journalists, Senate aides, and curious tourists.
We have not found existing stocks of weapons, as some had expected, but we are looking at other aspects of that, and we continue to receive reports all the time that there are hidden weapons, but we haven't found any at this point in time.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was in that crowd, and she joins us now. Mary Louise, we've heard much of this information before. What's actually new here?
Well, we certainly have heard the bit before that they haven't found any banned weapons, but there were some interesting new things today that Dulfer revealed in his report, particularly on biological and chemical weapons programs, these so-called dual-use facilities, meaning the civilian facilities that could also be used to produce weapons. One example that came up today was that until March of 2003, so a year ago, at the time that the U.S. actually went in and invaded Iraq, that Iraq was working to build new facilities to produce chemicals, including one called DCC, which was used by Iraq before 1991 as a stabilizing agent for the nerve agent VX. Now, were they planning to use it again in that way? We don't know. They're still investigating, they say. One other interesting new thing was some new evidence relating to missiles and unmanned aerial vehicles. We've heard a lot already about these programs. Today we were hearing a bit more, Charles Dulfer calling it a very robust program and saying Iraqi scientists apparently were testing long-range ballistic missiles and UAVs that he said easily exceeded the UN limits.
Now, this is information from the public version of Dulfer's report. Should we assume that there's even more detail in the classified version?
There may be. I mean, we obviously don't know what's in the classified report. There is already a little bit of controversy about that, though. Today, Senator Carl Levin, he is the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, he's released a statement this afternoon saying he's deeply troubled by the public version of the report, saying that it more strongly suggests that Iraq actually had active weapons programs. He's saying the classified version is more nuanced, has some caveats. He's calling for the CIA to declassify the entire report. So we'll see where that goes.
Now, Charles Dulfer took over as chief weapons inspector from David Kaye. And as we remember, David Kaye said he doubted that banned weapons would ever be found and said that intelligence estimates were all wrong. Was Dulfer asked about that today?
He was asked about that today, although Senator John Warner, who is the chair of the Armed Services Committee, grabbed the mic and said, that's David Kaye's opinion that everything was all wrong. What we are hearing here this morning is that there's still a lot of work to be done. So we didn't actually get to hear Dulfer directly responding. He did say something interesting, though, I thought, which is that he's launching a new area of focus in this investigation, what he's calling regime intent, by which he says he means he's trying to understand what Saddam Hussein's intentions were. I think this is kind of interesting because I suspect that critics of the Bush administration are going to seize on this and say, aha, they can't find the weapons of mass destruction, therefore they're now going to start focusing on intent. Did he intend to have them? Did he intend to use them? And therefore, maybe that justifies an invasion.
Well, Mary Louise, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.